one of these little whippersnappers might be the next big thing. The next Jason Donovan, the next Danny Dyer, the next H from Steps. That's what drives me to make Legbreakers Yeovil the premier performing arts conservatoire in the Southwest region, period.
I'm talking to Bridget Maloney, principal of Legbreakers School of Performing Arts, a tall woman with kindly eyes.
I mean, I don't have kids of my own. I'm 47, so I guess these are my kids.
I'm fascinated to discover what goes into making the children of today the stars of tomorrow. But when I come to meet Bridget and her budding thespians, rather than arriving at a rehearsal room, I've come to Yeovil Town Shopping Centre. I asked Bridget why.
Well, actually, Michaela, do you mind if I call you Michaela?
That's my name.
Sure. Today is something of a departure. See, normally we would be at our regular site where I take drama, Keith does music and Romeo dance, and the three age groups rotate. But today we're doing something different, and I'm so excited that you're here to experience it with us.
Experience what?
Flash mob. We're doing a Calamity Jane themed flash mob.
Yo, Bridge, what's happening?
Enter Romeo, dance tutor. Romeo is in his early 40s, white, with a leather jacket, skinny jeans, and considerable swagger, and wheeling in a large portable speaker.
Check out my boombox, Bo! Borrowed it from my man, KCG. He does the festivals, man. Whoa.
Who's your beautiful friend?
This is Michaela. She's making a radio documentary about Legbreakers.
Yo, have we met?
I don't think so.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Baby, let's continue this conversation over a macchiato.
Romeo takes me inside the shopping centre for coffee, where he insists the barista remake his macchiato three times.
I want froth, I want mousse. You gotta caress it like a beautiful lady, you feel me?
Before we finally talk about life at Legbreakers Yeovil.
I don't know, you know, I do what I do, and the kids, man, oh, jeez, it's crazy.
And how long have you been dance tutor?
Movement director.
Oh, forgive me, Bridget said...
Well, baby, it's more than just dance, you know?
What is?
Physical, the body, I like the fusion.
I'm not sure I follow.
Huh?
You say it's more than just dance. How?
Well, it's, you know, it's... Jesus, man, you ask some tough questions. It's like we got Trevor McDonald up in here, the Gestapo or whatever, I mean... Hey, I'm just playing, sister. I know you're not... I know you know...
The Gestapo?
No, I mean... Hey, you're good. You tie me up in knots here and, you know, I haven't even...
Haven't even...
Again, man, this is intense!
Back outside, and Bridget has now been joined by two teenage girls and a younger girl, Bettina, dressed in full Calamity Jane costume. Intriguingly, so too is her mother, Samantha.
But y'all can call me Sam! Yee-ha!
I love your outfits. I didn't realise the flash mob was for parents too.
Oh, we do everything together, don't we, darling?
Yep.
Bettina, how long have you been coming to Legbreakers?
2 years.
Oh, wow. You really must love it.
Kinda.
Oh, she does. She's very lucky. I always wanted to be an actress, but I couldn't because I had to raise this one. Single mother, check. Absent father, check. It's really important to me that she gets the opportunity that I never...
Samantha, I think there's been a slight misunderstanding here.
No, I don't think so. Not from me, anyway.
A flash mob is a surprise performance you do in a public space that nobody knows is about to happen.
I'm so excited!
And you're here in full costume, drawing lots of attention to yourself.
I know! I'm terrible! Ah! When do we start?
You don't know the dance moves or the vocals.
Well, you can show me now.
We spent 3 hours last week rehearsing this over and over.
Oh, for goodness sake. How about a bit of Yes, We Can? If America can have a black president, then surely you can show me a few dance steps.
Sorry. Oh, that's a total nightmare.
Keith Flange, music tutor. A middle-aged man with silver hair and wild eyes.
The sodding 50-mile-an-hour average speed limit on the M5. I mean, I wanted to kill someone. Hey, where are the kids?
We've got Georgina, Anne-Marie and Bettina.
And me!
And Samantha.
Is that it? This is a catastrophe!
Keith, rein it in.
Sure.
The others will be here in a minute.
Okay. I'm going to get a coffee. Where'd you get a coffee? Anybody want a coffee?
Yo, I'll take a macchiato, sprinkle of cinnamon on top, biscotti on the side.
I leave Bridget to handle a somewhat tricky encounter with Samantha about her involvement in the flash mob and follow Keith inside. where I find him chanting to himself, forehead rested against the glass frontage of a not-yet-open branch of Whittard's.
Oh, Jesus, woman. Scared the life out of me.
What were you doing there?
Chanting. Buddhist. It's supposed to help you relax. Doesn't work. Be better off with 20 Rothmans and a bottle of Bushmills. Not that I drink. No, not anymore. Okay, technically, I don't not drink.
You're feeling anxious.
I am when she who must be obeyed demands a flash mob. I mean, what is that? Is that like a new internet-y thing?
I don't think it's that new.
I'm more of a papyrus and wax stamp type of guy. Bottle of red and some good company, you know? You can't put that on a CD-ROM. Human touch.
Should we get a coffee?
Coffee! Of course! That's what I came in here for. I've already had four today. Is that too much?
Probably.
Let's get a coffee!
Keith explains that he and Romeo have in fact been teaching at Legbreakers since Bridget started the school 7 years ago.
You start out and you think, oh yeah, I'll learn a little bit more on the side. And then before you know it, your wife's left, you're howling at the moon, and the only people you can call friends are Bridget and Romeo.
Back in the car park, we find that seven more students have gathered outside the shopping centre.
The others will be here any second now.
Actually, Bridget, yeah, I don't think they will.
Why is that, Georgina?
Because, like, yeah, my social's telling me that, like, yeah, everyone's not coming. Because, like, yeah...
Georgina, reading from her phone, then reels off an extensive list of students...
Mary Lou's just started her period, and Sally Ann's...
...who are not going to be able to make it for the flash mob.
And Philip said that he needs some him time right now. Hashtag just saying.
OK, Georgina, OK, get the picture. So, looks like it's just us, but that's 11. It's a good number.
And then it starts to rain.
Great, that's all I need. OK, everybody, get your things. Follow me.
Whilst keeping her restive flock in check, Bridget makes a candid disclosure to me.
It's not been the easiest ride this term. Bobby, take your finger out of Damo's ear. No, don't put it in your mouth, mate. We've had various students drop out. Morale's been a little low, and for whatever reason, the kids just haven't really bonded with material. And actually, if I don't get the numbers up for next term, I'll have to close the business, and Keith and Romeo will be out of a job.
Not to mention you.
This isn't about me, or Romeo. I mean, say what you like about Romeo. He's a survivor.
But Keith...
Well, I mean, if you knew his story... Philip! Not the crotch! Never the crotch!
Go on.
It's not for me to tell.
I understand.
But basically, his wife left him for a scaffolder called Dean. And Keith never got over it. George, don't do that!
He seems vulnerable.
This is all he's got. I need to save the business. With a flash mob, we could boost numbers, lift our profile, get people enrolled for next term. Or that's it. Bye-bye, leg breakers, the Oval.
Let me get this straight. Your plan is to perform a Calamity Jane-themed flash mob in the Oval Town Shopping Centre, which will have such an impact that passers-by will sign their children up for next term.
You don't sound convinced.
Are you?
No, of course not. I've got a business about to fold. Keith's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Romeo's got serious identity issues, and now Samantha's here giving my backside a headache.
Bridget now rounds everybody up, outside a branch of Holland and Barrett.
Okay, let's stop here.
Romeo, what are you doing?
Showing Samantha the dance steps.
Can you just keep the backing track ready and please try to keep a low profile?
Yo, I'm down.
Okay, guys. So, you can see it's actually quite busy. That rain has really helped us out, forced everyone inside. Now, remember the key to a successful flash mob? Is to maintain the element of surprise. So keep your coats on, that's right, and no one will know we're here. Romeo, turn it off.
I don't know how I turn it on.
Everyone's looking.
It's Casey G, he's customised the settings.
I don't give a damn about Casey G.
Yo, Bridge, we got a problem here. This mother's encrypted.
Surely there's an off switch.
I'm really trying here.
Give it here, for goodness sake.
How'd you do that?
It's common sense, Romeo. Goes a long way.
And then a security guard turns up.
You got a license for that thing?
Sorry?
Well, you need a license if you want to busk in here.
Oh, no, we're not busking. We're about to do a flash mob.
Well, you need a license for that too.
Yo, I got a license. It's called free will. And I don't got it written down on no piece of paper, you feel me?
Who's this guy?
This guy is Romeo, and who art thou?
Is he serious?
Romeo, take a step back, mate.
I'm walking.
Let me explain. We're from Leg Breakers, a local performing arts conservatoire, and we're currently workshopping Calamity Jane in a flash mob contest.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Hey, I mean, God, I didn't know what a flash mob was either. I mean, flash mob? Flash what?
Who's this guy?
Keith Flange, musical director, thinker, lover, a poet, really. I like to work with my hands, clay.
Well, you're going to have to go and work with your hands somewhere else. Go on, up it.
Does this make you feel powerful? With your walkie-talkie and your jumper?
I'm just doing my job, mate.
Yeah? Well, so am I, mate.
Romeo now dances extremely aggressively, pirouetting in the security guard's face.
Romeo, stop that, please.
He rounds on the security guard and raises himself up into the pose of a stag.
Romeo, cut it out. Sorry about him. Listen, the kids are really looking forward to doing their performance. It'll only take 30 seconds. It's just a bit of fun.
Okay. But if anyone asks, I told you you couldn't and you said you'd leave, all right?
I love you.
And by the way, your mate, Romeo, he's better than...
Bridget springs into action.
Okay, guys, we've only got a tiny window here. Let's make it count. So coats off and into position.
The children take their coats off and get into a semicircle. Frankly, they look terrified.
Bridget, are we going to go to prison?
Nobody's going to prison. Romeo, hit the boombox. Romeo?
I can't get it to work.
What?
System malfunction. I'm going to attempt to override the mainframe.
Just turn it on, for God's sake.
It's not as simple as that. KCG encrypted the whole system so that when you turned it off just now, it did a reset and... I don't know, it's not looking good.
Bridget, I don't want to do the flash mob.
I don't want to do the flash mob either.
Guys, we are doing the flash mob. Any joy, Romeo?
Negative.
Okay, we'll go a cappella. Keith, I want you to lead the vocals.
Me?
Yes, you, the singing tutor, are going to lead the singing.
You never said I was going to have to do that.
Well, I'm saying it now. We don't have a backing track, so you need to step up.
I think I'm having a panic attack. All the people.
Not in front of the kids, mate. Come on, let's go somewhere quiet. Romeo, you're in charge.
Okay, yeah.
Who'd like to play a game of zip-zack?
I said Romeo.
Come on, parents too. We're all kids.
Never mind.
In a quiet corner of Clinton's cards, Bridget attempts to talk Keith down.
Acute anxiety.
I understand. I understand you think you're going to be able to continue.
No.
What do you want to do?
Go home.
Do you think you could wait until after the flash mob?
No.
Is there any alternative to you leaving right now when I need you more than I've ever needed you?
Well...
Yes?
I suppose...
Yes? Yes?
Maybe I...
For God's sake, just spit it out. Spit it out. Sorry, Keith, that was out of order. Sorry.
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. Keith, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry to shout at you then.
No, it's fine. It must be deeply exasperating having to deal with me. Crazy Keith!
You're not crazy. You're in pain. And it's awful what happened to you.
It's not surprised she left. Look at me. I've got moobs.
Okay, don't even go there. Okay, that is enough of that, Keith. You're a great guy. You're an attractive guy.
You find me attractive?
Me? No, not personally. I mean, I do. I can see that you are, objectively.
It's awkward.
The point is, I believe in you, Keith. Always have. Always will. I believe you're the guy to turn this car crash, let's make no bones about it, mate, this is a car crash, around, because unlike that tramp of an ex-wife of yours, that home-wrecking scaffolder, Keith, you've got soul.
You think I've got soul?
I know you've got soul.
I've got soul, have I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what, Bridget, me old mucker? Cometh the hour, cometh the man. Anxiety can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yes, it can. That's
right.
It. Let's
and with
go.
That, on, Keith marches straight out of Clinton's cards and strides directly towards the students and parents who are still struggling to grasp the rules of zip-zap boing.
Is that clear? Zip. Zip. Johnny's dad, I'm giving you a zip. Zip.
Yeah, listen, I'm 45 years old. I work in town planning. I don't want to play zip-zap boing. I want to go home. So come on, Johnny. Let's get out of here.
And where do you think you're going?
I'm taking my son away from this complete and utter shambles. Come on, Johnny.
Fine.
Walk away. Give up. In fact, let's have a show of hands. Who wants to give up, go home, and pretend none of this ever happened?
Every hand goes up.
Or who would rather stay and finish what was started?
Every hand goes down.
Well, I say we stay and do something fabulous. We don't need a boombox. We don't need beta blockers. We don't need ex-wives with a penchant for tattooed scaffolders.
Keith.
We've got everything we need right in here.
Keith's actually in tears now, thumping his chest.
So get those coats off, and let's show them what you got. Coats off!
Hesitantly, the children disrobe.
I just flew in from the wind.
He then implores the children to join him with ferocious intent. Bridget tries to cajole them along, but the children appear to have frozen completely. A homeless man, quite drunk, approaches and tries to dance with Bridget.
Mate, if you know what's good for you, you're back off.
I just want to keep
no.
Cut but wait!
Keith!
No!
Keith!
No!
Keith! Squeeze that. Take your backside to the track side.
Keith stops singing. He looks broken.
Did I fail?
Rather no.
I did, though, didn't I?
Thou didst not.
Where's Bettina?
So what?
Bettina, should be 11 children here. There's only 10. Samantha, where's Bettina?
How should I know?
You're her mother.
You're the principal of Legbreakers Yeovil.
The security guard returns.
Okay, you've had your fun. It's time to go now.
Not now, mate.
Excuse me?
If you've lost my Bettina...
It's funny. There's me thinking you might be able to keep an eye on your own daughter.
Your daughter's gone missing.
I was learning the steps from Stanley, which she wouldn't show me.
What steps? Who's
mate,
Stanley?
Mate, it doesn't matter. What matters...
If you'd have just shown me the dance steps...
Samantha, will you please shut up?
For real?
I'm not sure I appreciate your tone.
I'm not sure I appreciate your face.
Boom! You got an ID on the girl?
11 years old, plump, ginger, freckles, gingham shirt. Name, Bettina.
The security guard repeats the description into his radio.
Ginger, freckles, gingham
shirt.
Romeo
jumps on top of a postman Pat van.
Let's do this, everybody! Let's reunite a family!
Calamity Jane costumed children begin looking for their co-star.
Hiya. Yeah, we're looking for my friend, like, Bettina. She's, like, this high. She's ginger. She's really nice. And, like, we've lost her, so have you seen her?
A little ginger girl?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Okay, thanks anyway. Excuse me?
Georgina does sterling work asking passers-by for Bettina's whereabouts.
Have you seen her?
No.
And before long, staff and shoppers have all down tools in the collective search for Bettina.
Mommy loves you!
Meanwhile... Samantha is standing outside, Spud You Like, screaming her daughter's name.
Bettina!
And Keith and Romeo aren't having any joy either.
Damn! I'm so frustrated right now.
She's obviously not here, so she's obviously gone outside, which means, anyone could have got her. Shame, I'd rather like to...
Yo, we need to make some power moves and change this situation.
What you're thinking, lover man?
I'm thinking what you're thinking, K-Dog. Let's take this outside.
Bridget addresses the entire shopping centre over the tannoy system.
We're looking for a small, plump ginger girl called Bettina.
She's not plump, she's curvy, and I love her.
She's 8 years old and wearing a cowboy outfit.
Mummy loves you!
We really would like her back as soon as possible, so if you find her, please could you bring her back to the customer services desk or alternatively to the screaming woman outside, Spudger-like, her mother.
Meanwhile... Keith and Romeo are doing some detective work outside.
Yo, if I was Bettina, where would I go?
Well, she's a chubby little porker, isn't she? She'd probably get some sort of greasy snack.
That's why her mama be wailing in the food hall.
But she's a smart, chubby little porker, isn't she? She'd know that her bilious mater would trundle over in that direction. If she wanted A, to escape the vapid wench, and B, a snack... Where might she go?
The chip shop.
Back inside, I steal a moment with Bridget.
Can I just grab a couple of seconds, Bridget?
Actually, Michaela, this is not a good time. Can we find Bettina?
Of course. I just wanted to gauge your state of mind at this moment of high tension.
Ah, okay, Michaela. Well, my state of mind at this moment of high tension is that I actually feel like telling this documentary maker asking me ridiculous questions in the middle of a crisis is to rack off, you flaming drongo.
Keith and Romeo's detective work at the fish and chip shop is about to pay off.
My man.
There she is. chips and a saveloy. Like your style, Bettina.
She crying.
She is.
Brother, let's do this.
They enter the chip shop.
Hello, Bettina. Mind if we join you?
Saveloy in hand, okay. Bettina sits stock still as Keith and Romeo sit down either side of her. Keith hands her a napkin. Bettina bursts into tears and buries her head in Romeo's chest.
No, woman, no cry.
Now then, Bettina, tell us all about it.
And after a good deal of sobbing and nose-blowing, she does.
She's always there. We always have to do everything together. She says she's my best friend, but she's not. She's my mum. I don't even like drama, but she makes me do it. She keeps saying I'm a star, but I'm not. I'm a fat girl who eats chips.
What do you like?
Football.
What do you like about football?
I like it because she hates it. It's my thing, and it's just for me, and she can't join in.
What position do you play?
Defender. I like fouling the boys. I imagine it's my dad, and bang, get that!
Is he not around?
He lives in Hong Kong.
I see.
Keith breathes in deeply and shoots a 1,000-yard stare across the table.
I think, Bettina, we need to get you the hell out of Leg Breakers. We're good. How would that make you feel?
Happy.
Happy. We like happy. Romeo, me old mucker, what do you say to you and I having a little chat with Bettina's mother?
Yo, I'm down.
Romeo high-fives Keith.
Baby girl, give me some skin.
Bettina high-fives Romeo.
And one for the K-dog.
She high-fives Keith.
Now, come on. Let's go and do this bloody flash mob.
Back inside, Bettina is tearfully reunited with Samantha.
Darling, I love you so much. You're my best friend.
Ah, Samantha.
Thank you so much for finding my baby.
Yes, never mind that. The thing is, I'm afraid to say, Romeo and I are not prepared to teach your daughter anymore.
What? Keith, what are you doing?
Yo, Bridge, we got this. Samantha, your little girl, she not got no future treading no boards, you feel me?
What did he say?
She doesn't like coming here. It makes her unhappy. You know what makes her happy? Playing football. So from now on, you're going to take her to football club of a Saturday morning. And if you do bring her here, we'll just send her outside with a ball and make her do keepy-uppy for 3 hours. Do I make myself clear?
Shut down!
Guys, what is this?
Are we going to do this flash mob or what?
I guess so.
By now, a large captive audience of over 200 people have gathered, fresh from the search for Bettina. The time is ripe, and Bridget strikes.
Romeo, you ready?
Always.
Keith, you steady?
You betcha.
Then Leg Breakers, Yeovil. Let's do this. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Bridget stands in front of the semicircle of children, offering enthusiastic encouragement.
Might enunciate. That's it. We got no surrey. That's it.
Leg Breakers, Yeovil, you are so on point right now.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
The children grow in confidence, and the crowd are now clapping and cheering along.
Yo, Bettina, let me see what you got.
Romeo grabs a ball from JD Sports and curls a shot towards Bettina, who chests the ball up in the air, catches it on the back of her neck, then volleys it straight back at him.
Recognize?
Fantastic! Performing Arts Yeovil, and you were amazing, so please make some noise for these talented, brave stars of the future who just gave you one hippity heck of a show. And in case you'd like your little ones to be Leg Breakers, come on over for a chat.
Bridget is swamped with parents eager to find out more.
No, you don't have to stay and watch. That's the beauty of it. You can drop them off, go back home, enjoy a line with the old man, nudging under wing.
Cards fly out left, right and centre.
Now, of course, we take autistic kids. I always say the more autistic, the better.
Eventually, the crowd disperses and the children are elated, swarming round a beaming Bridget.
Bye. Thanks, Bridget.
Goodbye, kids.
Great. Keep in touch. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. That's it. Bye, George.
When the last of the children have said their goodbyes, I steal a moment with Bridget. Bye.
Bridget, that was some performance.
Oh, come now. I couldn't have done it without these guys.
Bridge, you the queen.
Thank you, Bridget, for believing in me and finding me attractive.
No worries, mate. I think it's packing up time, don't you?
The team pack away the Legbreakers merchandise and Romeo loads the boombox into the boot of his car.
Dagnabbit!
Off switch.
Thanks.
I'm struck that it's not about what goes into making the stars of tomorrow. It's who. It's people. People like Romeo.
Adios!
Bye, Romeo! See ya!
Oh, what the hell? I'm just gonna roll with it!
People like Keith.
I'm out of here.
You ain't seen me, right?
All right, take it steady, mate.
And of course, Bridget.
Excuse me.
It's okay, Mr. Security Man, we're out of here.
No, I just wanted to say that performance was amazing.
Oh, they're a great bunch of kids.
No, you. You were amazing.
I'll steady on, fella. You make a girl blush.
Are you single?
I might be.
Could I have your number?
What? Here's my card. I like steak. See you next week, Michaela.
And yes, they might be considered a little eccentric, but is that such a bad thing for our children to see? Real people, with real foibles, doing their best with the best that they have. On the evidence of today, I would say most certainly not.
In Legbreakers, Bridget was played by Jessica Hines, Michaela by Sarah Ridgway, Keith, Jeremy Swift, and Romeo by Thos Wainwright. Samantha was Sancha McCormack, Bettina, Amy Jane, Georgina, Lucy Hutchinson, the security guard, Charlie Clements, and Johnny's dad was played by Simon Ludders. Legbreakers was written by Tom Wainwright, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
After the news,